he sold his house in town and came down here, and then we moved over into a little house here in the back for about 5 years. And then when I got this farm paid for that I had bought, then we built this house in 64 or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've been here, this will be 52 years. Ago.
So you've been in this area for most of your life.
Yeah, well, yeah, in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here 71 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And when were you born again?
12/12/23.
Okay, and was your mother educated at college? Or?
No, at high school. She got out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
She got out of high school in Butler, Pennsylvania, where I was born. And she went to work for Pullman Company up there. And they also, later on, had this, you've heard of this Austin car? They built the Austin car there in Butler.
Oh, huh.
And, but she worked for Pullman Company during World War I, and she knew all the parts and worked in the office. And then when she married Dad, she didn't work anymore. But she had a high school education. Whereas my dad, I think he only about third or fourth grade education.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't have as much in Kentucky.
So he learned to be, he was an electrician?
Yeah.
So he learned sort of by doing.
Yeah, he just kind of picked it up, I guess. Well, then when he was in the Signal Corps, he went to work for a telephone company,
mm-hmm,
in the meantime. And then they used him in World War I. They didn't have wireless phones, and they had to string a line, a wire, from the headquarters out to the front. And that was his job, of keeping that wire going to the, out in the front where they were fighting, you know.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was tough to figure out where the breaks were in the line.
Yeah. It was. And he even had a brother, Charlie Adams, and he was with him over there. But he didn't talk much about it. He just, he didn't really get into any action other than just trying to get that, keep the wires going.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back, his brother went on with the telephone company and retired there 50 years. But then, being my dad was in the hospital, he just kind of played around a little with everything, you know, until he got to El Paso.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And,
did you get to know your grandparents very well?
No, I only met my grandfather, my mother's father. I met him in 33. We went back. The first time I ever went back in 33, I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm,
and we went back, and he was the only one living. All my other,
goodness.
My father's parents were both gone. They both died in the 20s, and my other grandmother died, so I never did see them.
What did you call your grandfather? What was your familiar name for him?
Frank. Well, his name was Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I called him Frank, and he was 73, I think, when I saw him, and I thought he was a very old man.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'm older than he is now. But he'd been injured on the railroad or something, and he was kind of crippled up. So he died about 3 years later.
Oh, well, it's lucky you got to meet him.
Yeah, so I just got to meet him, but didn't. I mean, I was 10, you know. He, mm-hmm, didn't know him too well, but he lived with my aunt.
Do you happen to know your ultimate ancestry in Europe?
No. They've been searching on it. My mother's name was Yetter, and she was told, well, her parents, I think, lived in Pennsylvania, but her grandparents probably came from Germany somewhere,
mm-hmm,
around. Someone said it around Hamburg, Germany, you know, way back in the early 1800s or sometime.